Okay, so I'm here with JB, and he's just given his talk from Sheffield College about his new show business course that he's helping develop. JB?
Yes.
What's your take on that? Have you found that you've had the reaction you were hoping for?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think the prospective students asked a lot of very good questions, you know, and they seem hungry to know more than just about, I guess, their individual disciplines. And there were actually a few people, I think, in the room who maybe weren't comfortable with being a performer or an artist and actually wanted to, you know, get into other aspects of the industry. You know, and I think that's what this course is going to really pick up on. It's obviously going to help people who want to be artists or dancers or singers or actors or whatever. But it's also going to be an opportunity for people who don't want to do that. They want to manage the artist, maybe, or they want to work on stage. In a theatre or something like that, and I think there's so much opportunity out there, you know, whether it's in PR, whether it's in marketing, whether it's brand management, whether it's in working at a record label or a management company. There's so much there that people can tap into and really get a solid grounding and understanding.
I don't know if you'd agree that sort of show business is notoriously difficult to get into. Do you think that's because people sort of from the foundations don't know how to get into it? And do you think that's where this course is really going to help people? You know, it's going to give them the knowledge of maybe how to take that step forward into show business.
Yeah, I think that the focus is always usually upon the artist, you know, or upon the TV show, or upon the talent, effectively, we'll call it. But what people don't understand is that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. There's so much that helps that talent get to that stage, that point where you see it on a stage or on a TV show or on a record, you know. And I think that it's important to highlight that. You know, I think that's the biggest, I suppose, downfall in the industry, is because everybody wants to be the artist. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everyone can have aspirations. But once that doesn't happen, what then do they do? And they give up feeling that they can be in the entertainment industry because maybe they're not as good as the next person, or maybe they didn't, you know, don't have the nicest voice, or maybe they're not, you know, they've not got the audition that they went for. And, you know, it's similar to sport. And I actually played rugby at school, and I wanted to be a rugby player at one point. And I got injured, and, you know, I wasn't sort of, you know, too downhearted, because I did various other different things as well, one of them being music. And that's what, you know, I think I drew from that experience, is that, you know, I was playing at a decent level. I was playing at a high level. I was playing for a club. I was in an academy, all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, out of those people in your year group that are in the academy, two or three maybe make it, you know. And what happens to the other maybe 17, you know? And it's about knowing that there's still opportunities out there. There's still things that people can do, and showing that to the students.
And do you feel that there's often a lot of pressure for young people to sort of go down a more academic route, rather than this vocational kind of aspect that we're learning about today?
Absolutely. I think there is a pressure to go down an academic route. I mean, I went down an academic route myself, and I don't think it's a bad thing for people to push that. I think as much as you can learn, wherever you can learn it, is going to benefit you in the long run. But I also do think there's always an element of experience that's needed in any career path, in any job, you know. And to have the educational background, if it's academic, is brilliant. But to actually be able to apply that practically, and use, I suppose, real life experience and real life knowledge, is absolutely invaluable. I think there isn't probably a career path in the world that doesn't have some sort of training or preparation scheme in place for you know, its future. And I think everyone would agree that it's just as important to be to have practical experience as it is to have educational and experience.
Great. And one final comment. You've mentioned that the course is going to sort of touch on, you know, PR, and it's going to be also for people that want to be performers, people that sort of want to be more like behind the scenes in the studio. Is the course going to cover all of those aspects in sort of within one course, or is there going to be different aspects that people can pick up on and sort of like take different, sort of learn about different?
Well, there's going to be core modules, obviously, over the 2 years. So there's going to be, in the first year, there's going to be core modules, and then there'll be chosen modules as well. And it really is to give a background, but also to tailor to people's individual strengths. You know, someone might be wanting to go into media makeup, and they want to work in, you know, the West End or something. So they want to obviously understand maybe the stage and how this, that sort of things works, but they don't want to be a performer. And then there might be someone who's a songwriter who really wants to go into songwriting or performing, and wants to understand about publishing and contractual law and things like that. You know, for me, it's really important that people feel that they can explore whatever their passions are, but also that they get a fundamental base of knowledge which can apply to any area within the entertainment
industry. So as long as someone's got an interest in the entertainment industry, there's going to be something there for them.
Absolutely.
Lovely. JB, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.